Spike Lee writes, directs, and stars in his movies. His films She's Gotta Have It and School Days have disproved some Hollywood assumptions concerning movies by and about blacks. The assumptions that white audiences won't see movies about blacks, and that black audiences are only interested in action films. But Lee's new movie, Do the Right Thing, has divided both black and white writers. White film critic Roger Ebert says it's the most honest, complex, and unblinking film he's ever seen about the subject of racism in America. White political columnist Joe Klein says Do the Right Thing reflects the latest rifts in hip black separatism rather than taking an intellectually honest look at the problems Lee is nibbling around. Black poet and cultural critic Tulani Davis says Lee captures the embattled attitude people carry with them at home or at work or in the street. But black jazz and cultural critic Stanley Crouch says Lee hasn't the courage and the will to give racial confrontation true dramatic complexity. The disagreements are largely due to the last scenes of the film. Do the Right Thing takes place on a hot summer day in Bedford-Stuyvesant, a large black and Hispanic neighborhood in Brooklyn. Spike Lee stars as Mookie, who delivers pizzas from Sal's, a pizzeria that's been on the same corner for 25 years. The owner is an Italian who lives outside the neighborhood, played by Danny Aiello. The person with the biggest and loudest boombox in the neighborhood is Radio Raheem, and when he walks into Sal's with it blasting and refuses Sal's request to turn it down, a fight breaks out. The police come to break it up and end up killing Raheem in the course of subduing and arresting him. The community is outraged. Mookie throws a trash can through a window of Sal's and starts a riot which ends in the trashing and burning of the pizzeria. The movie closes with two quotes. The first from Martin Luther King condemns violence. The second from Malcolm X supports violence and self-defense. I saw a preview of the movie before I'd read a word about it. The ending left me confused. Was Spike Lee saying it's tragic when justified anger leads to acts of violence that are self-destructive to the community and hurt the innocent? Or was he endorsing the riot at the end of the film, saying that the pizzeria was a good target because it was owned by a white? Maybe the ending was deliberately ambiguous to provoke us filmgoers to debate the issues. I wanted to know what Spike Lee was trying to say.
This film is about race relations today. We ended the film with quotes from Malcolm and Martin. I think the confusion comes from people because they seem to think that Malcolm Martin had no connection, that they were opposite ends of the spectrum. But that's not the case at all. For me, with the quotes, it's not an either-or situation.
But this riot at the end is a real scapegoat kind of thing.
It's not a scapegoat thing. It's not a scapegoat thing at
all. What's the political justification for trashing the pizzeria?
Political justification? I'm not saying the justification. I understand. What was the justification for black people rioting in Miami Super Bowl week? When the cops murder Raider Raheem, they throw Raider Raheem's limp body into the back seat of the police car, and they get the hell out of there. They have left the premises. They have left the scene. They've gone back to police station to try to collaborate some fantasy of how this another black youth is killed. Okay, boys, what story are we going to think of this time? The police are not there. When they leave Sal there alone. And he has to bear the brunt of the frustration of Mookie and this community as a whole of being tired of the police coming to their neighborhoods and murdering them. This is not the first time it has happened. It probably won't be the last. And nothing ever happens to the cops when instances like this happen. The death of Raider Raheem is based on the real-life murder of Michael Stewart, the graffiti artist, who was murdered exactly the way the Raider Raheem was murdered in this film. Except that we didn't have his eyeballs pop out of his head like Michael Stewart did. And then the chief medical examiner, Elliot Groves, tried to stick him back in.
Did you intentionally leave the ending ambiguous?
The ending is not ambiguous.
Okay.
Your problem is that I have no answer for race relations at the end of the movie.
Okay, I thought the ending was ambiguous because I couldn't tell whether you were looking at what happened and thinking, God, it's really tragic the way this has all ended, or whether you're looking at the ending and thinking they really did the right thing by trashing the pizza place. So maybe you can clarify that for me.
I understand perfectly why they did what they did. I emphasize with the black people in Miami why they rioted Super Bowl week, why they did what they did. Nothing's ever happened to these cops that keep murdering black males across the country.
Well, okay. Watching the movie, I felt like I understood why they did what they did, too. But I couldn't tell whether in the ending you were saying, I understand why this happens, or I'm glad it happened and I would have participated in it myself. I think it's the appropriate action to take. That's what I couldn't figure out.
Well, once again, I did not say I had the answers, the race relations. People are coming to me to give them answers and say, what shall we do, Spike? What shall we do?
I'm not asking you for answers about race relations in the world. I'm just asking for an answer about how you interpret the ending of the script that you wrote.
The ending of the script is this. Once again, the people reacting to the murder of Rada Rahim.
But what's your stand on that? I mean, what's your perspective on that?
They feel powerless. They feel this is the only way that they're ever going to be heard. That's why they did what they did.
And where do the Martin Luther King and Malcolm X quotes come in?
The Malcolm X and the Martin Luther Kings come in because for me they end the thread that we had of them. They're in the whole movie. And that's how we wanted to end the film, with the two quotes. Historically, the black communities had these really two paths to go. Either you go this way or that way. For me, it's not an either-or situation.
Have there been certain incidents in your life that have been politicizing for you, that made you see either racism or any other aspect of American politics in a different way? I know in a lot of people's lives there are these like turning point incidents that they've either observed or that have happened directly to them.
There probably have been, but it would take a while to go back and try to remember that. The most recent thing would have to be the Howard Beach incident. I mean, that's what gave me the inspiration for this film.
What did that make you think about?
That the race relations has to be the subject of my new film.
And how do you see your film correlating to the Howard Beach incident?
My film is not a direct correlation between the incident. We only kept four things: the pizzeria, the baseball bat, the death of a black male, and the Italian-American black conflict. But it's really, we took a whole lot of things, a lot of the headlines from New York City's racial, I don't know what the word is, but we had the Michael Stewart thing in there, Eleanor Bumpers, all that stuff.
I think one of the really exciting things about watching your movies is that there's really interesting actors in them, black actors who probably have a really hard time getting good roles in other movies, since there's so few movies where black actors are cast in major roles. I was wondering if you have like open auditions for your movies, or if through film school and through making movies you already know a lot of people and have friends who you call up and even write for.
This is a combination of both. You know, you have to have open calls. That's one of your requirements in the SAG contract. That's the Screen Actors Guild, their union. And you can write for some people. I wrote the roles of the mayor and Mother Sister for Ozzy and Ruby Dee.
So Ozzy Davis. And Ozzy Davis was in School Days.
Yes, he had a cameo in School Days as Coach Odom.
You write roles for yourself in your movies. Is there a certain type of character that you like to play or that you think you play best?
Not really. I think all three of my characters, Mars and She's Gotta Have It, Half Pint in School Days, and Mookie in the new film, Do the Right Thing, have been very different.
Have you ever acted in anyone else's movie?
Mm-mm.
Any interest in doing that?
It would really have to depend on the script, who the director was, and the movie itself.
But are you starting to see yourself as more of an actor as well as a director and screenwriter?
Not at all, still. Just look at myself as a filmmaker.
Spike Lee, thanks very much.
Thank you.